I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 19, 2026. A resolution calling to impeach a Fayette County Circuit judge was filed in the State House yesterday. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has the story.
The resolution advanced out of the House Impeachment Committee Wednesday. Days earlier, the committee heard testimony from Judge Julie Muth Goodman and those who had grievances against her. The complaints mainly focused on six cases, most of which are still under appeal. A citizen complaint brought against her alleged she had undermined public confidence in the judicial process in those cases. At the hearing, the Fayette County Commonwealth Attorney accused her of bias towards defendants and of disregarding the law. Goodman defended herself in the hearing, say she stands by her rulings and holds prosecutors accountable. Now the resolution can be brought before the full House. If passed, it would then go before the Senate to try Goodman, and they could then convict her with a two-thirds vote. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
Lexington Commissioner of Environmental Quality and Public Works, Nancy Albright, will resign at the end of the month, according to Mayor Linda Gordon. The department houses the city's Division of Streets and Roads, among other offices. That follows a winter storm early Tuesday morning that caused roads to freeze and more than 150 wrecks across Lexington. The city's response to January's winter storm was also heavily criticized by residents, with ice remaining on the roads for nearly 2 weeks. Albright will be replaced by Charles Martin, the current director of water quality. Streets and roads will also be put under the direct supervision of the chief administrative officer. Gordon announced the changes during a Wednesday press conference.
I have high expectations of myself always and of our employees, and very high standards for the services my administration delivers to our people here in Lexington.
Gordon also announced the city would be completely remaking its snow plan from scratch. An examination of Lexington's response to January's ice storms is also nearly complete. Lexington Environmental Quality and Public Works is a financial supporter of WEKU. Some Louisville officials want to end the gap in health insurance coverage for city employees. But Mayor Craig Greenberg says it might not be the right time. Roberto Roldan has more on the story.
Right now, new hires have to wait until the first of the month for their health insurance to kick in, which could be up to 30 days. Metro Council is considering an ordinance that would change that to provide coverage on day one. Mayor Craig Greenberg, though, said earlier this month that the city is already facing difficult budget decisions in the coming year.
We've been focused on ensuring that the employees that we do have, that we can continue to provide them with affordable, quality health care.
Greenberg says the city's share of insurance premiums is set to increase next fiscal year by about $13 million. Supporters of the change say workers should still be the priority. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
Investigations into the February deaths of a man in the Louisville jail and a woman picked up by a city garbage truck are still underway. Morgan Watkins with the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting talked to Jefferson County Coroner Joanne Farmer.
Farmer told me the autopsies are incomplete for Tyra Adams, who died in the dump truck accident, and Juan Miguel Munoz Penalver, who died in jail. I reviewed past announcements by Farmer's office and found that sometimes she releases a person's cause of death within a few days. But in these two cases, Farmer says she wants to get all the details clear first.
Both of the deceased families have said they're fighting for answers. Federal judges from the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals are expected to soon decide whether judges can consider bond hearings for immigrants currently detained in Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, and Tennessee. A three-judge panel heard oral arguments in the case on Wednesday. Under previous administrations, judges were allowed to decide whether immigrants could be released on bond while awaiting their court hearings. The Trump administration changed that policy last year. The appeals court decision could impact more than 3,800 immigrants currently in detention in these four states. You can learn more about these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.